Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Microsoft has agreed to acquire ZeniMax Media, parent company of Bethesda, which makes Doom, Fallout, and the forthcoming game Starfield, and the PS5 exclusive Deathloop. Microsoft has said Bethesda will honor existing exclusives, but take future ones on a case-by-case basis. Microsoft says Bethesda will retain its existing leadership. Bethesda sub-studios include Arkane, Machine Games, Tango Gameworks, and id Software. Oracle and Walmart announced Saturday that they will buy a 20% stake in a new company called TikTok Global. Oracle will take 12% and Walmart 7.5%. ByteDance will continue to own 80% of TikTok Global, but since U.S. companies own 41% of ByteDance, some see TikTok Global as majority U.S. owned. TikTok Global will be a new ByteDance subsidiary headquartered in the U.S. for operating TikTok outside of China. Its board of directors will include ByteDance founder Zhang Yiming, as well as Walmart's chief executive Doug McMillan. Oracle said 4 out of 5 board directors will come from the U.S. ByteDance plans to launch an IPO of TikTok Global on a U.S. stock exchange. Oracle will host U.S. data for TikTok, taking over from its current provider, which appears to be Google. Oracle will also get the right to review TikTok code, but the TikTok algorithm will remain under the control of ByteDance. A block on TikTok downloads from U.S. app stores was delayed until September 27th to give the new deal time to be finalized. The deal must be approved by the Committee of Foreign Investment in the U.S. Several Chinese state media outlets have argued against the deal, but the government has not commented. ByteDance also filed an injunction request against the order to block transactions with it on Wednesday, arguing that the order violates constitutional protections against free speech and due process. The U.S. Justice Department submitted a filing to U.S. Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler asking to put a hold on the preliminary injunction that blocked the Commerce Department order set to bar transactions with WeChat. The preliminary injunction was issued after the ban was challenged by the WeChat User Alliance on First Amendment grounds. The Justice Department claims the First Amendment does not bar the ban on WeChat transactions and is asking for an expedited ruling by October 1st. Facebook said in a court filing in Dublin that if Ireland's Data Protection Commission goes through with a preliminary order handed down last month to stop the transfer of data about European customers to servers in the U.S., Facebook might stop services to 410 million European users, including Instagram users. Facebook filed its own lawsuit challenging the Irish DPC's ban, citing a lack of fairness and bias against Facebook. Last week, a judge allowed Facebook's challenge, which paused the DPC's ban on data transfers, though the DPC can challenge that decision. Google's in-house incubator Area 120 introduced Tables, a work tracking tool that uses automation to help teams schedule email reminders when tasks are overdue, message a chat room when new form submissions are received, move tasks to other people's work queues, and update tasks when statuses change. Tables can import data from Google Sheets or a CSV file, share data with Google Groups, and assign tasks to people already in your Google contacts. Google says that after testing with thousands of users, Tables is now available to the public with both free and paid plans. Ben Mullen from the Wall Street Journal tweeted Monday that the streaming service Quibi is exploring strategic options, including a possible sale, according to sources. Other options beside a sale would include trying to raise more funding or launching an IPO. Microsoft announced it has exclusively licensed OpenAI's GPT-3 language model, which auto-generates text. OpenAI released GPT-3 in July. OpenAI says the deal has no impact on the continued access to the GPT-3 model through OpenAI's API. Microsoft says the license gives it access to the underlying code of GPT-3. Pinterest launched a new content type called Story Pins in beta, allowing users to combine multiple pages of images, videos, voiceover, and overlay text. These stories are not ephemeral and can be surfaced in search or in other discovery channels. Users' main interactions with Story Pins will be to save the story rather than just to like it. Pinterest is also rolling out new creator profiles to highlight work published on the platform rather than simply sharing pins, and includes engagement and an analytics dashboard. Story Pins are rolling out now to select U.S. creators, with the dashboards coming to all users with a business account. The Facebook Oversight Board will begin hearing appeals on content decisions on the platform as soon as mid or late October, according to board member Julia Wono. The board will consider decisions to leave up content at launch, but initially only if Facebook itself refers a case to it. Users will be able to appeal leave-up decisions as soon as possible, but a system for appeals has been delayed due to technical and privacy challenges. At launch, user-submitted content moderation appeals will be available across 18 languages. The Facebook Oversight Board was first proposed by Mark Zuckerberg back in 2018 and is set up as an independent trust. Facebook has committed to implement the board's content decisions unless doing so breaks the law. And finally, Amazon announced their cloud gaming platform called Luna, launching initially on PC, Mac, Fire TV, and iPhone and iPad, although those are through the browser, and eventually coming to Android. The service will launch with a $5.99 a month introductory price, providing access to Luna Plus channel games at up to two devices at once, with 4K 60 frame per second streaming on select games. There will be over 100 games in the Luna Plus channel catalog, and Amazon will offer different channels, highlighting things like different genres or publishers, with an Ubisoft channel in development. Luna will offer integrated Twitch streams in the service, and from Twitch, users will be able to launch Luna games. Amazon is offering an Alexa-enabled Luna controller for $49.99, but games can also be played with a keyboard and mouse. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.